This is a talk about the month of Elul, the last month of the year before Rosh Hashanah, before the new year. It's a month which traditionally has been devoted to Teshuvah. Teshuvah is usually translated as repentance. I and many others prefer that tshuva be translated not as repentance, but as return. For what tshuva is all about is a returning to a better, higher, nobler state. Returning from being lost, returning from being misled, returning from being sinful, returning from being forgetful to a better path, a path which is closer to doing what is right, a path toward God. Personally, I prefer yet a third translation of tshuva. Neither repentance nor return does it for me. What does it for me is to translate tshuva as change. Personal change, personal and behavioral change, perhaps even more than that, change and growth, change in a direction which is more mature, more perfect, more elevated, more rewarding, more fulfilling, more obedient, more divine, more spiritual, more pious, more righteous. Change of behavior and growth of person, that is what teshuva is all about. And change is possibly the hardest thing for the human being to do. We are trained, we are creatures of habit, we follow patterns, we do today almost exactly what we did yesterday, and to really change is very difficult and calls for hard work, courage, and a sense of honesty that allows one to accept that perhaps everything that I've been doing until now was wrong, and it's time for a change. It's time for something new. One of the works about tshuva, which I love to read, and try to read every year at this time, is a work by Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, a work by Rav Kuk entitled Oros HaTeshuva, The Lights of Tshuva. Rav Kuk, whose yahrzeit is very near the beginning of the month of Elul, the third day of Elul, wrote this work, and actually after he wrote it, he studied it himself. He found that every time he went back to the work which he personally had written, he found new things in it which he himself didn't realize were there in the first place. There is one passage which I would like to read to you and translate. In Rav Kook's work, Oros HaTshuva, Perek Hei, Chapter 5, and the chapters are subdivided into paragraphs. This is Paragraph 5. Chapter 5, Paragraph 5 of Oros HaTshuva. Rav Kook writes, Ho'akshonus la'amod tomid b'deo achas, the stubbornness of trying to always stand by a single opinion, a single attitude, a single perspective, and to grasp, to cling to this old attitude, this old idea, with chains which have become chains of habit, whether these change of habit are habits of deed, action, or habits of a mentality, of an attitude, himachlo haboa mitoch shikua biavdus kosher. This clinging to old habits, is an illness. That's the word he uses. It's a sickness which comes from being sunk in a very serious sense of servitude, of slavery. The person who relies on and behaves only in accordance with his old habits, that person is enslaved by those habits. And that sense of slavery, Ein omeinicho es or hacherus shel hatshuva lahoir biotzem chelo. It doesn't permit the light of the freedom of tshuva. Tshuva brings freedom. It's freedom from the shackles and chains of old habits, of old ways of behaving, of old ways of thinking. And the clinging to these old habits blocks the light of tshuva from really being able to shine in all of its glory. Ki hateshuva hi shoefes lechofesh mekori amiti. Tshuva longs for, tshuva strives for an authentic, genuine freedom. Not the freedom of imitating others, but a genuine inner freedom. Shehu hachofesh ho'eloki, which ultimately is a divine freedom. She'eni moshum avdus, which has not a trace of slavery with it. So for Rav Kook then, an essence of tshuva is that tshuva is an ability to confront old habits and not to stubbornly cling to them, but to allow the light of tshuva to shine in such a way that one is free to explore new ways, to try new attitudes, to try new behaviors, to be released from the slavery of old habits into the freedom of hachofesh ho'eloki, the divine freedom, the freedom of Ein lecho ben chorin elo mi she'osek batorah. No one is truly free except he who plunges deeply into Torah. And change is very difficult. And both psychological writings and traditional Jewish writings emphasize that there are two basic ways that one can change. One approach is to change gradually, to completely turn one's life upside down and topsy-turvy. It's very difficult. Can't wake up one Monday morning and just totally revamp and revise your entire life. That doesn't work. And therefore, the first general strategy toward tshuva is try making small changes. Someone once said, one of the great Hasidic leaders, I forget now just which one, that when the pasuk says, "Kirchok mizrach mimarov hirchakto mimenos chatosenu bonosenu," that God, you have distanced us from our sins as far as east is distant from west. And one of the Hasidic rabbis was asked, well, what does it take to change oneself from east to west? I mean, that's a 180-degree transformation. And the Hasidic master said, no, it's not a 180-degree transformation. It's just ein kleiner kehr. It's one small turn. To reverse directions does not mean necessarily a 180-degree turn. It means just one step to the right, one step to the left, a small change. Because as paths diverge, one to the east, one to the west, and you're at a crossroads, one small turn puts you on a different road. And the gap, the difference between your present and your past, is a growing one, a slowly growing one, from small changes to greater changes, from temporary changes to permanent changes, from changes which require really minimal courage to those which are really drastic and indeed heroic. One small change. That is certainly one approach to tshuva, one strategy. But there's another strategy, and that has been called in the secular literature a leap of faith, a jump. I'm here, and I'm going to just totally change. I'm just going to immerse myself in a whole new way of being, the leap of faith. And that, of course, is another strategy. Not always does it work. always takes courage, takes special strength, but often that's the way to go, and often that's the way of success. So there then are two different strategies toward tshuva. Both are important, both have their place, both need to be considered. In the language of Harav Kook, Hatshuva mischalekes l'shnei chalokim. Tshuva divides itself into two parts, two different ways, two different techniques. Tshuva fisomis, the sudden tshuva, what we've been calling the leap of faith, which is described, for example, in the Zohar HaKadosh as a tshuva of shato choda, yumo choda, one moment, one day, berega choda, one split second, kreven legabe kutsho berichu, and the person is closer to God. In the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Shari Tshuva, berega koton, yotzo meyafela leyor gadol. Sometimes the Baal Tshuva, in a moment, in a split second, goes from darkness to great light. In the words of the Ramchal, Inyan hatshuva sheberega echod mamosh ole lemalo mimadregas hatzadikim gemurim. In one split second, a person goes from wherever he was to a level higher even than the genuinely righteous. Gedola mekomo shel Baal Tshuva, the place of a Baal Tshuva is even higher than the place of tzadikim gemurim. There's a sefer called Beis Olomim to the Gaon Rav Yitzchok Isaac Chover, who writes, V'chol hirhurei tshuva haboim lipo'omim el ha'odom pisom hakol min hakruz hazeh shenismosho shumas, etc. That there's a certain voice that our soul hears, and tshuva suddenly hears that voice out of nowhere. And when you hear that voice out of nowhere, you change. This is it's something which is unconscious, right, Rav Yitzchok Isaac Chover. It comes from deep within. It's a response to a cruise, to an inner calling, which says, you've got to do something different. This has got to change. And you change in a moment. In the words of the Noda B'Yehuda, in his Shalos Tshuvos, in Mahadura Kama, Orach Chaim, Siman Lamed Hei, has this beautiful phrase, Ikor ha-tshuva hi charota gemura v'ze yachol lihiyos berega echot. The essence of tshuva is true, genuine, sincere remorse. And remorse can come about in a split second. So, all of these sources that I quoted to you emphasize the strategy of tshuva, which Rav Kook calls tshuva pisomis, a sudden tshuva, a tshuva of a moment, the tshuva of an instant, tshuva pisomis, the leap of faith. But there's another type of tshuva, of course, and that is the tshuva hadrogis, the slow, patient, tortuous, painful, painstaking, step by step by step tshuva. Again, using the words of Rav Kook, Lo v'rika hivrika bekirbo. It is not a bolt of lightning that suddenly shot through his innards, his sapech min ha'omek shel hara latov, to make a person be transformed from the depth of evil to good. But rather, it's a feeling. Elo margishu shetzorech lihios huleich u'meitiv d'rocho v'yorchus chayov. It's an inner feeling that I've got to do better. I've got to slowly improve my ways, improve my life, change my lifestyle. And slowly, la'at, la'at, slowly, slowly, to capture the darchei hayosher, walking in the proper path, mitakenes amidos, to change one's character, meitives ha'ma'asim, to gradually improve your actions, melamed es atzmo eich lehiskasher yoser v'yoser, to train yourself slowly how to gradually, step by step, become better and better until you reach the ma'alor romo shel zikuch v'tikun, until you reach that high, high level. Two different steps entirely. some use the example of this, or the symbol of this slow, gradual process as being the Ner Chanukah, which is the light is Mosif V'Holeich. Don't suddenly jump, as Beis Shammai would have us do, to the eighth candle, to eight candles, but rather you have to get there slowly, slowly. One candle, two candles next night, three candles the third night, gradually, gradually, step by step. Both are methods of change, and each of us has to contemplate which of these are more appropriate to us at this time. Which is more appropriate? The Rabbi Yonah in his Shaarei Teshuva suggests a general approach, and that is, if one feels that it is in the area of actions, deeds, that he must do tshuva, the best thing is to do it right away. Try to stop. Try to stop the negatives right away. If, on the other hand, what's necessary is a change of personality, a change of attitude, a change of midos, that's not going to happen overnight. You've got to do that more slowly, step by step. There are different strategies, as they say, different strokes for different folks, but that's a truism. Depends on the person, depends on the sin, depends on the circumstances, perhaps depends on the stage of life. But there are two different roads open to us, and both are open to us. The gates of tshuva are open, whether it's the tshuva of the leap of faith, of the sudden transformation, or it's the tshuva of the slow, painful, step-by-step process of changing first this and that, etc. The main point is that small changes usually effect much greater changes beneath. Sometimes the changes in a surface habit, in where you sit in shul, or in which shul you attend, or which shayor you go to, or what time of day you wake up. Small changes, sometimes, by their very nature, in a very natural way, have a snowball effect, and they grow and they grow and they grow. So much for a discussion of tshuva and its relationship to two types of change. Let's try to move from this general consideration of change, which of course can be done any time of year, although we emphasize tshuva for Elul, for Rosh Hashanah, for Yom Kippur, certainly, but tshuva can be done any time of year. It's just this time of year that it must be foremost in our spiritual work. But let me share with you a passage in the writings of Horav Dessler. Rav Elio Dessler writes, has a beautiful chapter in his, I think it's the second volume of his multi-volume work. And the heading of the chapter is Hakdamo LeElul, a preface, an introduction to the month of Elul. And there he talks, on page 56 in the edition that I have, he talks about the Eitzah, the best advice for Elul. And that advice is what he calls Shinui Ma'aseh. Not contemplation, not meditation, not even Torah study, but rather change. Shinui Ma'aseh. And this is what he writes. Manu chala hatziv neged hashiflus v'hayirido b'medron hachet. You're going down the slope. We're all going downhill a bit, all year long. And we're going down the slope of chet, of sin, and we're falling down, some deeper down, but all of us have fallen a bit. How can we resist that gravity, the sense of gravity that forces us to fall even deeper and lower? Well, Eitzah HaYeutzahi, the best advice is, Shiyarbeho adom ba'asiyas ma'asim tovim od b'terem yavo l'nisayon rega ha'bechira. The best thing is, before you come to a moment of choice, to begin to increase doing good deeds. He uses the most famous example, perhaps, of all. Na'aseh v'nishma. What did the Jewish people, how did the Jewish people receive the Torah? They didn't say, we will listen. But rather they said, we will do. Shinui ma'aseh. U'baharbos ma'asim tovim mitoch ha'shinui hazeh. If a person begins to change his agenda, change his or her actions, and act differently. Mitoch hislahavus, enthusiastically, act differently. It might not be sincere. It might be phony. It might be forced. It might be just an act. But begin to act differently. But do so enthusiastically. And eventually, na'asim lo hergel, these acts will become your new habit. Kechok, they will become like a new rule of yours. Yoz rak oz, only after the change, yo'ilu divrei musor sheyishma. All the inspirational speeches, and they're very important, and all the sermons and musa shmuzin and fiery talks are all necessary. But, tells us Rav Dessler, those words that we will hear will only sink in if we've already changed. So the change has to first be, in his words, change, just do things differently. Even if you're not by that madrega, start doing things differently, and then the words of Musar will be effective. V'yahafoch es hahergel hachitzoni lahakoro panimis, and then the external habit, the behavioral, superficial habit, will become an inner discernment. This, writes Rav Dessler, is the work of Elul. All year long, you know, don't try to put on an act and suddenly turn your life topsy-turvy and act differently and dress differently and shuckle differently, etc. No, that's not for all year. But for Elul, that's what you're supposed to do. Kol avodas Elul hi lehislahev ulaharbos b'ma'aseh chizuk. The whole work of Elul is to enthusiastically increase a new and better style of life. Miktzei horifyon shehayinu bo mikodem el hakotze hasheni shel hahischaskus. To go from one extreme to the other. That's what Elul is all about. And he brings a proof to this. Behina yisro b'shulchan aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Shebaaseres yemei tshuvo yesh laharbos b'zihirus b'dikduke mitzvos af be'ele she'eino nizhar bohem b'shor yimos hashono. The Shulchan Aruch itself tells us that during the 10 days of tshuva, and Rav Dessler is extending it to the rest of Elul, to all of Elul, one should be careful about fine points of halacha, even those which one was not careful about all year. Not because they're sins, but because all year he wasn't on this madrega. She wasn't quite at the point where she was ready to do these specific dikdukim. So fine. That was all year. Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And for Rav Dessler, Elul is all about adopting a special care. Kegon Shelo Liknos Paspalter. Some people are careful to only eat this type of bread all year and not another type of bread all year. During Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Rav Dessler again is extending it to all of Elul, is a time to be careful not to eat Pasakum, not to drink Cholov Stam. These things are halachically legitimate all year. And all year you may not be able spiritually, materially, to be at that level. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, play a different game. Act as if you were on a level higher than you were all year long. As Rav Dessler writes, what does this mean? It sounds phony to me, writes Rav Dessler. Ma ha-toeles bazeh im yodei ha-sha'achakach lo yizoher. What's he doing? He's fooling the God, and he's showing him, look, during Elul and Aseres Yimei Tshuva, I'm really doing this and doing that, and I'm careful never to miss a minyan, and I'm careful never to speak Lashon Hara in any way, shape, manner, or form, and I'm careful about this, about that. But what's going to be after Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Well, I'm going to slip down again, and next year I'll try again. It sounds fake. What's the point of it all? Asks Rav Dessler. However, Rav Dessler tells us this is the secret that Chazal taught us about tshuva. This is the derech ha-tshuva. She'behislahavus gedolot tzorich lehischazek ulaharbos b'ma'asim tovim u'bedikduke mitzvos. During the month of Elul, one must very enthusiastically strengthen himself, reinforce himself, perhaps even force himself to increase his ma'asim tovim and even the fine points, the chumris that we call them today, of mitzvos. Even though we know we're not at that point yet, for Elul, act as if you are at that point. Why? Not because it's fake and phony, but because changing our behaviors will change our insides. Kishinui darkenu mehakotzel hakotzer yachshir es livovenu. Changing our behavioral styles, changing our lifestyle, acting a little differently, that will change our hearts. It will prepare our hearts. V'yiftach lifoneinu es efsharus hatshuva hanechona. It will open for us new possibilities, possibilities that we never anticipated before, that we never thought were in our hands before. The way to get there is not from a musa shmuz. It's not from meditation, contemplation, words of rebuke, or words of inspiration. They are from actions. And therefore, the actions, even if they're not quite in tune with us, by acting differently, we are machshir es levovenu. We kasher our hearts in a certain sense. We're improving ourselves. And this is so important. He stresses again, Acharena aseh shel ribui ha-masim nuchal lavo el hanishma. We must first get done action. First na'aseh. And after this na'aseh, and it's got to be ribui ha-masim on all fronts. Speech, thought, timing, dress, eating, drinking, everything has got to change. We've got to change all of our behaviors. Ribui ha-masim. And then we can come to the nishma. Rak b'hischaskus kozos efshor lavo lifnei ha-melech lihikoneis b'sharei ha-tshuvo sh'Hashem yisborach hechin lanu b'chastov b'chasodov le'en keitz. It is only by this hischaskus, by this personal change, by this strengthening of oneself, that one can approach the King and enter into the gates of tshuva, which God in His great mercy has prepared for us. But this is a powerful, powerful message of Rav Dessler, and it's a technique. It's a prescription. First, change. Act differently during Elul. If it's forced, if it's phony, no matter. Change. You know it's not going to last. You know it doesn't quite fit. You feel sometimes like an imposter. No matter. Do it. Just doing it will change your insides. Maybe not totally, but a little bit is also fine. And then after your insides are changed, you are ready for all sorts of new possibilities. V'yiftach lifoneinu es efshorus ha-teshuva hanechona. God will open for us new and unanticipated possibilities, capabilities, opportunities for real growth and real personal change. I would like to continue yet a bit further on this important, important topic of tshuva and the month of Elul. And in doing so, I would like to draw upon the writings of Horav Rav Yecheskel Sarna, the great Rosh Yeshiva of the Chevron Yeshiva, the great student of the Alter von Slabodka. Rav Yecheskel Sarna has a multi-volume series of Sforim called Dalios Yecheskel. And there he too has a whole section on the topic of Elul. And he too has, like Rav Dessler, has a hakdoma, kind of an intro to the month of Elul. And he says something there which is extremely important. Sometimes when we study some of the classic works about tshuva, for example, the works of Rabbi Yisroel Salanter, we find that the emphasis is upon yira, upon fear of God. And indeed, as Rav Sarna writes, there are two approaches to worshiping God. One is the approach out of fear, and the other is the approach out of love. Rav Sarna begins his little essay called Me'ein Hakdoma, a kind of an intro to the month of Elul, by observing that when one looks at traditional works on tshuva, especially the works of Horav Yisroel Salanter, which he quotes, one is taken by the fact that the approach which is prescribed is the approach of yira, of fear. Fear of the Day of Judgment, fear for our lives, fear of the Yom HaDin, which is approaching. And indeed, there are many, many sources that tell us that the path is first to go through the stage of tshuva meyira, of doing tshuva out of just plain fear for one's life, and then eventually to come to a different, perhaps a higher level of tshuva, which is a tshuva out of love, out of a sense of fondness and closeness to God. And the Balei HaMusar say, you've got to start with yira. You've got to start with yira. So therefore, it's especially interesting to me, and I want to share this with you, that Rav Sarna tells us, no, times have changed. And in our time, Rav Sarna lived in our time, he died perhaps 30, maybe 40 years ago, but he certainly was in touch with the changing times that we now live in, the post-Holocaust era. And he says that times are different. And in today's time, you can't do the year away. You can't stress fear. You've got to stress love. You've got to stress the positive and not the negative. I want to quote to you what he's saying, because in a way, it's very radical. He is in a way telling us that we can't go by the prescriptions of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Those were prescriptions for 100 years ago, for 150 years ago. Maybe they worked 80 years ago. But 30 years ago, and certainly now, we need a different approach. As he writes, Ulam be'emes, bedor tahapuchos, in this upside-down generation that we live in, shenehefchu alov sidrei chayov v'halach machshevosov v'hargershosov. In our times, our whole way of life, the way we think, the way we feel has changed. Shema shelifnim hayu hargashos chayos u'me'oreros gam eitzel ha'hamon. That there were once feelings and inspirations that were common even among the masses to fear God, to be afraid of the punishments of God. Nowadays, we don't have that. Kayom ein libo chored v'ein pachad elokim l'neged einov v'eino misyorei miyiras ha'onesh. Now people, what can you do? We don't have that same sense of fear. So since today, everything's been turned upside down. Our way of thinking, our emotional lives, our imaginations, our thinking, our cognition, our behavior, our lifestyles, our everything has changed upside down. So too, the ways of tshuva have to be upside down. And even though once upon a time the first thing was tshuva out of fear of punishment, no more. Kayom, nowadays, writes Rav Sarna, horeshis hi ho'avo. The first thing is love, meaning to remember Tovas Hashem Oleinu, to remember how good God has been to us. V'zichrona havoso, how much He loves us. That's the meaning of Elul Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li. Elul is a time of a love affair between God and the Jewish people. Kulo Avo, it's a pasuk from Shir HaShirim, which is about love, not about fear. And therefore we say during the month of Elul, that kapitel Tehillim L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, which that Kapitel Tehillim has no trace, writes Rav Sarna, of fear, but it is all a matter of bitachon, of trust in God, of love for God, of dveikus in God. And that is because what a person has to experience is the goodness of God, the grace of God, even if I've been abandoned by father and mother, God will gather me in. God will take care of me. That sense of trust in God, of love for God, of God's love for us, that's the way of tshuva in our times. A very, very important switch, changing of gears, that Rav Sarna instructs us in. Don't get into yira, into fear of God. We're not there. But appreciate the love for God. Appreciate all that God has given us in so many, so many wonderful ways. I hope to give a second, or maybe even a third talk on the subject of tshuva. And today I'm restricting myself to the tshuva of Elul, to the month of Elul. And to review very quickly what I've been saying, I've spoken about the tshuva of habit, the tshuva of change, the tshuva of personal growth, and how that comes about through two basic ways. The way of gradual, step-by-step change, and the way of a jump, a leap of faith, a total transformation. And I've drawn from the writings of Rav Kook and others. I've drawn from the writings of Rav Dessler of how important behavioral change is before emotional change, before philosophical change, before Musar change. Change habits, even if it feels strange, if it feels false. And finally, the need to stress in this month of Elul especially, not the Yom HaDin, not the Pachad, not the fear, but rather the love of God, which Elul is all about. But there's more to Elul, and that is that Elul is a hachana, a preparation for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And therefore I close with a brief note from a collection which I have, which is very special, Kisvei Hasaba Mikelem, the writings of the old man of Kelem, the Alter from Kelem, Rabbi Simcha Zissel, Zeichet Tzadik Livrocho. And this volume has numerous little notes of his. And in one, he writes about what El is all about. And El is about various things. El is about tshuva. El is about kavod shamayim. But Elul is also about a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. You can't come to Rosh Hashanah cold. You've got to be prepared for it. And to be prepared for it, you've got to be prepared for the essence of Rosh Hashanah. The essence of Rosh Hashanah is contained in three words: Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. The kingdom of God, the memory that God has for us and we must have for him, and the shofar. And therefore, says Rav Ziv, the Alter von Kelm, to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, you've got to prepare on three dimensions. To prepare for Malchios, for prepare to really recognize God as king, you've got to focus on three things. Number one, being good to other people. You can't prepare for God's kingdom if the kingdom is not prepared. If there are people who are rebellious, and rebelliousness is sinning against others. Bein Odom Lachavero. You've got to be out there doing good things in Elul for others, number one. Number two, Hachnova Hanova. You've got to be humble during Elul as a preparation for Malchios, for that aspect of Rosh Hashanah which has to do with the coronation of the Ribono Shel Olam. And the third thing he suggests is Kevishas Hata'avos, controlling your desires, eating a little bit less, not being so concerned with material things, with comfort, luxury, etc. So number one, Elul is a time to prepare for the Malchios aspect of Rosh Hashanah, and that can be done in three ways: by doing things for others, by humility, and by controlling one's appetites. Then you've got to prepare for the Zichronos part of Tshuva. And to do that, he says, remember what it says in Pirkei Avos, that one should be a disciple of Avraham Avinu and have an Ayin Tova, a Ruach Nemucha, and a Nefesh Shefela. One has to do as much as possible, be generous to others, Ayin Tova, have a contrite spirit, a broken spirit, a lowly spirit, and a Nefesh Shefela. Very, very important to focus on this. And this suggestion calls to mind a passage in the writings of Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Shaarei Tshuva, where he discusses the Lo Sa'aseh, the law in the Torah, of Pen Tishkach Es Hashem Elokecha, not forgetting God. How can you not forget God, writes Rabbeinu Yonah? One can do that by doing those things which are, in his words, Mechayvos Min HaZechira, force you to remember God. And they include the fear of God, Tznius, but he calls kishut hamachashavos, purifying and beautifying your thoughts. It's a time to stay away from television, from certain aspects of the internet, from certain types of visual pictures, etc. These are things to do. Tznius, ruach tznius in every sense of the word. Modesty in every sense of the word modesty. These are ways of connecting with zichronos because of this deep secret that Rabbi Niona is sharing with us. The way to be sure you won't forget God is not by putting a reminder, a string around your finger, don't forget God, but it's rather through the process of tznius, which can be defined as being a student of Avraham Avinu, ayin tova, ruach nemucha, and nefesh yefela. And finally, as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah during Elul, and as we prepare for Malchios, and we prepare for Zichronos, we also have to prepare for Shofros. And Shofros, what that's all about is Kabbalas HaTorah. During Elul, it's time to return to Torah in a way which impacts us, which drives home to us the fact that Rosh Hashanah is coming. And among other things, Rosh Hashanah symbolizes God's Gilui Shechina, God's revelation to us, the Mamad HaSinai, the fact that God appeared to us on Sinai. Kabbalas HaTorah is a matter for Rosh Hashanah as well as for Shavuos and other times of the year. So again, in summary, Elul is a time for personal change. And I've shared with you several ideas about that change and about how behavioral change is necessary. Elul is also a time to prepare for tshuva, and to do that, one has to prepare for the three dimensions of Rosh Hashanah: Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. And this can best be done through doing good for other people, through a commitment to modesty, and through an opening up of oneself to the voice of God as conveyed in His Holy Torah. Certainly time now to wish each and every one of you a kesiva v'chasima tova, and to hope that during this month of Elul, you are able to use the 30 days of Elul to your great benefit, to change and to adopt new ways of being with others, ways of being with yourself, and ways of being with God, and thereby to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, which will usher in a wonderful, wonderful year of Yeshuos, Nechamos, and a Geula Shelema. Amen. Thank you.